Kent Stickler is an Indiana district manager for BASF, and you drove from Fort Wayne to Lafayette to just south of Champaign, Illinois, and we could have met up in between Lafayette and Fort Wayne and saved some miles, but we didn't elect to do it that way. But Kent, you got a good look at Indiana farm fields on the way here. Overall, what do you think?
I'll tell you, the crop in general, as they come across there, although we had multiple different planting dates with some of the early wet weather, then turned off a little bit dry, we got the crop planted, but there's a lot of different planting dates. But what I saw coming across northern Indiana through Lafayette over to Champaign is a crop with a tremendous amount of potential. Yeah, it's in different stages, but the yield potential is there. And we just got to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, keep an eye on it. And you're with BASF, a company that creates chemistry. That's their slogan. And what to do here in the coming months, maybe turn to some BASF chemistry, would be called for as we try to get that crop over the finish line.
Well, certainly, as we look at it out there, the growers today have invested, put a lot of inputs into the 2026 crop. And now is not the time to put it to bed for the year. That's why I say we got to keep an eye on it, get in our fields, look at it. Here at the field day today, there was a comment about how foggy it's been in the morning, how much dew we've seen on the fields, how long that dew is staying on our crop. And with these humidities, conditions are just ripe for a lot of things to be going on in our fields. So that's why I say to stay on alert, because as I've said many times, our goal is to produce as many bushels as we possibly can off of an acre of corn or an acre of soybeans. The higher we can push those yields, the less it costs per bushel of production. So that's the ultimate goal, and that's why I don't like giving up on them.
Absolutely. We have detailed in the past the slow start to corn and soybean planting in Fort Wayne, but right now things look uniform and good in your view.
Yeah, it's a little deceiving because they got a late start, but you think about the heat we're getting now, how rapidly this crop is growing. And so as we continue, if we get some moisture after some of this heat, we get some of these cooler conditions, yeah, that crop is going to really thrive. But it's going to allow some of these other outside forces, challenges to come into the crop we got to keep an eye on.
All right. Kent Stickler, BASF Indiana District Manager. We appreciate the time. Good to see you, Kent. I'm Andy Eubank from just south of Champaign, Illinois, the BASF Midwest Research Farm for Hoosier Ag Today.